Chazar zeich in Nishabach Cheskel Shagam from Yehuda Masech the Tainas Daf Yud Aleph. Zog the Gemara Yehuda name of Rav learns from a pasuk that someone who starves himself during a time of hunger saves himself from an abnormal or unusual death. Rish Lakish said, we learn from Yosef that one should not have tashmish in years of hunger. The pasuk says that he had children before the years of hunger. However, Zog the Gemara, if one did not yet fulfill the mitzvah of Puravu, he may have tashmish during the years of hunger. A braisa says when one separates himself from the tzibur and does not suffer along with them in a time of suffering, the two malachim will accompany him, place their hands on his head and say he did not suffer along with the tzibur, so therefore he will not concede in the salvation, in the consolation of the tzibur either. A braisa says one should not say that he can eat and drink and enjoy pleasures like usual at a time when the tzibur is suffering. If one does say so, the pasuk says that his aveira will not be forgiven. Rather, one should suffer along with the tzibur, as we see that Moshe sat on a rock during the war with Amalek, even though he could have sat on a pillow or a cushion. The braisa says one who does suffer along with the tzibur will merit to see its consolation, its salvation. If a person says, who will testify if I don't suffer along with the tzibur? The pasuk teaches that the stones and the beams of his house will be a testimony. In the yeshiva of Rabbi Shila, they said that the two malachim will accompany a person will testify regarding him. Rabbi Chitka said the person's neshama will testify regarding him. Others say that the person's limbs will testify regarding him. The braisa then explains the pasuk that says, Kele amuna v'ein ovel. Kehel Emunah teaches, just as Hashem punishes a rasha in the next world for even the slightest aveira he has done, so too Hashem punishes tzaddikim in this world for even the slightest aveira to cleanse them. Ve'ein Ovel teaches that just as Hashem rewards a tzaddik in the next world for even the smallest mitzvah that he did on this world, so too Hashem rewards the rishayim on this world for even the smallest mitzvah that they had done. The Braisa concludes, when a person passes on, all his deeds leave him and testify regarding everything that he has done. The person himself then agrees to the testimony and signs it as well. Even more, the person himself announces that the judgment passed was justified and is a righteous judgment. Zoch the Gemara, Shmuel said, one who fasts is called a sinner. This is like Rabbi Lazar HaKapa Baribi, who said that a Nazir is considered to be a sinner just for having abstained from wine. Now, if a Nazir who only held back from wine is called a sinner, the Chayte, so surely someone who fasts from all food and drink is definitely considered to be a Chayte. Rabbi Lazar said, the one who fasts is considered to be a Kaddish, because we find that a Nazir is called Kaddish. Now, if a Nazir is called Kaddish because he withheld the pleasures of only wine, surely someone who fasts from all food and drink is considered to be a Kaddish. Shmuel would say that the Nazir himself is not called Kaddish, it's his hair that wasn't cut. That's referred to as Kaddish. Rabbi Lazar would say, the reason the Pasuk refers to a Nazir as a Chayte is because it's referring to a Nazir who has become Tamei Meis. In fact, we find that Rabbi Lazar says that one must treat his body as if Hashem is within him, which would include that he must eat properly. So how could it be that he says that fasting is a good thing? Rabbi says, one who can handle the suffering and fast is called a Kaddish. One who cannot handle the suffering and still fast, he would be called a Chayte. Rish Lakish said, someone who fasts is called a Chassid. Rav Sheisha said, a yeshiva student who fasts, a Talmud, has not done a good thing, because he won't have Kayach to do what he needs to do with the learning. Rav Yemi Abba said, the only public fast, the only tiniest tzibur that exists in Bavel, is Tisha B'Av. Rav Yirmiyahu Abba and Rish Lakish said, a Talmud Chacham may not fast because it prevents him from doing the Avodas Hashem. The Mishnah said, Oichlim v'shayis ha-mishaych ha-sheikha v'chulu. Rav Zeir and the Rav Huna said, if an individual accepted a fast upon himself for the next day, even if he eats and drinks the entire night, he still says Anenu the next day when he's fasting. If one didn't break his fast after the day that he fasted and instead decided to continue his fast into the next night, then he would not say Anenu the next day even before he eats something. Rabbi Yosef asks, does Rav Huna hold that there's no concept of a tainus l'shois of fasting for a few hours, and that's why he says don't say Anenu on the continuation of the fast? Or does he hold that there is such a concept of fasting l'shois, but he holds that one who fasts for shois does not say the Anenu tefillah? Abaye said, really, he holds that such a concept of misanin l'shois does exist. And he even holds that someone who fasts l'shois even says Anenu. The case of Rav Huna is different because the person has never formally accepted a fast upon himself for those hours of the second day. And that's why he doesn't say Anenu. Bar Ukva went to Ginzak and he was asked three things. Number one, he said, is there a concept of misanin l'shois for fasting for a few hours? Number two, they asked him, are the barrels used by goyim to store their wine, are those barrels mutter or usr after the wine is removed? Number three, they asked, what clothing did Moshe wear during the 7 day of the Shivus Me'amaluim when he acted as the Kohen Gadol? So Marukva didn't know the answers. He went to Beis Medrash and he was told as follows. Regarding the first question, there is such a concept of misanin l'shois, and someone who is misanin l'shois does say anenu. Regarding the barrels of goyim, they become mutter after 12 months of being empty. And then regarding what Moshe wore during the Shiris Me'am Luim, he wore a white linen garment made zdafka for this purpose. Rav Kahana said it was a white linen garment that had no hems or seams. Zok Tamara, Rav Chista said a fast for a few hours only considered to be a fast if he didn't eat anything the entire day until at night. Rabbi asked, that's a full-fledged fast, that's not a fast for a few hours. So if the Gemara of Chista is teaching that if one happened to have not eaten, and then at midday he decided to continue not eating and to have it considered to be a fast, it is considered to be a fast if he finishes the fast for the day.